Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. Welcome back to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. We are continuing our series of A Weary Traveler. If you haven't listened, go back and take a listen as we talk about the ingredients or the tools that a weary traveler needs traveling through this world, but not being of this world. I have been a weary traveler. I will have more moments of weary traveling, as will you. And we're doing it together in community as believers, believing in the Lord to get us through. So welcome back this Monday. I don't know where your Monday's at. I'm not sure how your weekend felt or what occurred, but I'm just glad you showed up for some encouragement because we all need it, don't we? I'm here to encourage you. And my prayer would be that after you listen, that your cup will be full, and that you will then pour out to someone else. So let me open us up in prayer as we begin our next session of Weary Traveler, talking about light. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the ability to read your word, that it lights up our life, Lord, and that we can share it with each other. Thank you for the technology that exists to allow us to listen at different times and be encouraged. We pray that this simple recording would do something big in the heart of the listener. Allow us to hear what it is you have for us this morning, Lord. In your name, amen. All right, ladies. So some of the tools, if you will, that the weary traveler needs has been bread, basic nourishment, and water, basic hydration. An actual traveler, of course, needs those things to function. But spiritually, we need them too. We've talked about how we need spiritual nourishment from the Word of God. And then we're thirsty, thirstier than ever, fair to say. And we need water, but we need that living water. So if a traveler is traveling and they have food and water by day, they'd be fine. But there's still a few things missing, especially when it becomes dark. So often we grow weary because of darkness, because of struggle, difficulties in life, times of unknown or maybe uncertainty, loss or grief. Not sure where you're at or how you're hearing that this morning, but much of that I relate to. So if you are a weary traveler in a dark season or even a dim season, you might need light. You see people hiking with flashlights and headlamps. They're required. It's necessity to have light. We need to light up our path so that we know what is ahead. Maybe a small vision of what is ahead, but cautionary vision to know what not to trip on. If we're talking really practically, think about someone hiking to know if there's a big stone or a stick they need to step over or walk around, a cliff coming. A warning sign. We need that to light up so that we can see it, especially in the darkness. And one thing that I think is just so incredible is how God in His Word has reminded us so far that He is the food we need. He is our nourishment. He is our living water. These spiritual elements that are eternal and have eternal lasting impact. He also is light. As we talked about last week, we can begin at the beginning of the Bible and see till the end some of these things mentioned. Light is among them. I am not a Bible scholar by any means. I don't know the word as well as I'd like to. You could probably teach me a few things, but I wanted to spend a little time looking at some scripture that talks about light. And like I said, you can find it Genesis all the way to Revelation. Starting at the beginning of creation, Genesis 1, verses 3 through 5. Let there be light. He created light, and then he separated it from the light to the dark. He separated light from the darkness. He made day and night. He created light. He is the creator of light. Let's just start by acknowledging that. He is the creator of light. Day one, let there be light. And there was. And he said, it is good. Then I want to take us to Psalm 119. I've been spending a few weeks in Psalm 119, and I highly recommend it. So much in Psalm 119 that really speaks. But in Psalm 119, verse 130 really struck me. It says, the unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I love that. The unfolding of your word. I'm literally picturing myself opening up my Bible. The unfolding of his word is what gives us light and understanding. And we think about that as a weary traveler when we're not understanding what's going on. When we have a simple mind, because we're not meant to understand all of it, by the way, we won't understand everything, but he does. He has the understanding. He has the wisdom, and we can get wisdom and understanding from his word, and he will use his word to speak to each of us if we just unfold that scripture and open it up and get into that daily bread and learn and grow and be given understanding on our path. His word gives us light. Not only did he create light, he provided God-given words, God-breathed words that we still have till this day. Sitting right in front of me, I have my Bible. They can give us light. Again, Psalm 119, this time verse 105, your word is the lamp at my feet. Come on, a light on my path. His word directs us as weary travelers. We can open his word and gain understanding, and it lights up our path as we walk. We may not see the full path, but he gives us the next step. He lights it up and shows us the way to go. Now we move into the New Testament. We know Jesus came. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, it says in John 3. In John 3:19, it goes on to say, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world. And people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. But whoever does what is true comes to the light. He came to earth incarnate, right? As Jesus. He, Jesus, is the light. They made the light. They left us their word, God's word. I'm saying Trinity, right? Made the light. God left us his word to give us understanding to light our path. And then he gave us his only son, which would be our one true source of light. I am the light, it says in John 18:12. This is Jesus speaking. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I started thinking about this a little bit and I thought, well, what does light give us as a weary traveler? And I thought of a few things. Maybe you'll think of a few things. What would light give you as a weary traveler? Light gives us hope and warmth, vision, clarity, wisdom, direction, maybe even comfort. Jesus came to give us those things, and it is through Jesus that we receive them. And then we have access to God's word, which continues to be a source of our light if we choose to unfold it and read it and allow it to absorb in our heart. We can carry around that light in our heart. I love in Romans 13, verse 12, it says, put on the armor of light every day, getting into that daily bread, eating the word of God, drinking the living water, and being filled with light. Comfort, direction, wisdom, vision, and hope. And then getting back out onto that path and traveling some more. I want to end with just an encouragement, as you encouragers know. If you're showing up here, I'm going to believe that one of two things are happening. You're here because you need encouragement. And that might be true. And Lord, I pray we're able to give it to you this morning. I also would love to assume that you are a woman who chooses to encourage other women. So my prayer would be that after receiving this, that you would go out into the world and shine your light that you've been given from God out onto someone else. Light up her path. Give her some hope, some warmth, some vision through what you've learned from the Word of God. It says in Matthew, let's see, chapter 5, verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and then put it under a basket or on a stand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven." Get out into the world. Let's take our lampstand and stick it on a stand instead of under a basket. Let's let the world see what God has done, the light shining from our hearts, from our spirits, out into the world. And it will give glory to God. Let your encouragement today be light for someone else. May this encouragement light your day and give you hope and clarity and maybe some wisdom and direction as well. Get into the Word of God. Eat that Word. Be full of the living water today as you thirst. And remember, weary traveler, who lights your path? Seek the light today. That is Jesus. That is the Word of God. You got the Holy Spirit, your helper, there along with you, giving you discernment and reminders of which way to go. All right, ladies, we're in this together, weary travelers, in the world but not of the world. Let's get out and be a different kind of woman. Let's be the woman that shows her a smile, that lends her a hug, that stays a little longer and asks more than just, "How are you?" Ask a follow-up question. Spend a little more time. Send a text, write an email, give somebody a phone call today. Be a woman who chooses to encourage. Love to you all. Happy Monday. I will see you again next week as we continue our Weary Traveler series. Happy Monday. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.